This week on Indian Times, we speak with Professor Joshua Nelson about the upcoming Native Crossroads Film Festival. Joshua Nelson, a member of the Cherokee Nation, is in his second year with the Native Crossroads Film Festival, which is also in its second year. The festival pairs screenings of short films with roundtable discussions intended to inspire conversations among filmmakers, campus scholars, community and tribal organizations, as well as writers and performers.
With the help of departments across campus, we're putting on the second annual Native Crossroads Film Festival and Symposium. So we've got a lot of fantastic films, really the kind of most exciting films in Indian Country today, heading to Norman February 27th through March 1st.
I suppose the big film that everybody's going to be anticipating is Winter in the Blood.
Yeah, absolutely. We were really excited to pull that one in. That'll be on Saturday night at 7:30. The director, Alex Smith, will be in attendance, as will a couple of the actors, we hope. We anticipate that Richard Ray Whitman for sure will be there, and we're pulling for others too.
Where's that going to be showing at?
We're all going to be down at the Sam Noble Museum. Free parking down there. All the events are free. All of the film panels and all of the screenings in the evening, the keynote speaker will all be right there in the theater as you go in, kind of down to the right in the Sam Noble Museum off of Chautauqua.
And who is the keynote speaker?
Oh, we got a couple of great ones. One is probably the leading film scholar in Indian Country today. That's Michelle Raheja. She's coming to us from California. And then we've got Winona LaDuc, who will be in town. She's doing some other things here with the university, but we managed to negotiate a time that she'll come and give us a keynote speech. The theme this year is homelands, broadly conceived. But we're looking at exploring some of the economic dimensions of land, the spiritual and cultural dimensions, ecological dimensions, and we thought there's really nobody better to give us an overview of what land means to indigenous peoples than Winona LaDuc, right?
A former vice presidential nominee Ralph Nader.
Right.
What are some of the other films? Can you kind of give us a rundown?
Yeah, sure. The other standouts are going to be The Lesser Blessed by Richard Van Camp. Richard was with us for the last Native Crossroads, and he was just a fantastic speaker. He was really one of the highlights. He is such a genuine and really kind guy, in addition to being a fantastic writer. So his novel, The Lesser Blessed, was turned into a movie here recently. And it's a really exciting coming-of-age story. One of the other standouts will be Satellite Boy, which is an Aboriginal film coming to us from Australia. And the director, Catriona McKenzie, will be in town. She's flying a very long ways. It's a story about two Aboriginal boys who are undertaking a giant journey to save their homelands. And they have to kind of learn or employ some of the skills that they learn for navigating the outback in order to survive. Some of the other films that we'll be seeing in some of the short panels are documentaries. One is by Juliana Branham called The Creek Runs Red. This came out a couple of years ago, but it tells about the town of Piker up in northeastern Oklahoma in Quapaw country. And she'll be in town. She's a former OU alum, so she'll be introducing it for us and taking some Q&A. And then we've got some other really exciting new documentaries that you just really don't get a chance to see if you're not on kind of the film circuit.
These films, like Winter in the Blood, for Oklahoma, where they've got the most Indians, why don't they make it to Oklahoma? What's your thought on that?
Well, that's just a fantastic question. I think it must depend in a lot of ways on distribution networks. It's hard for these films to get picked up by distributors. And so when they do, whether it's by Sundance or some of the others, everyone gets really excited. But it is just so difficult to persuade distributors that there is a market for indigenous film that they just let so many fantastic films go by the wayside. So hopefully we'll see that even as American Indian people are starting to work more in production and they're starting to make more films, maybe somebody out there has a good business head about them and will find that, yes, indeed, there is a very large audience for these films. Because, as you just suggested, they reach across boundaries. They're not just for Native audiences. They're for people who like good movies.
That was Dr. Joshua Nelson talking about the upcoming Native Crossroads Film Festival to be held at the Sam Noble Oklahoma Museum of Natural History, February 27th through March 1st. Admission is free and open to the public. I'm Susan Shannon for Indian Times. For more information on this broadcast, go to our website, kgou.org.